to the Earl Ingram Show, and a great selection of music this morning. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to kind of finish up my rant on what is happening, and we as American people aren't aware of it. And I think we should be aware of it. And I think it does matter. You know, when we talk about all the things that go on in the world, this matters mightily when you look at these sheer numbers. And it just makes you wonder why, you know, we have to continue to do this. When is enough enough, right? You know, the United States has 5,428 nuclear weapons. 5,428, and many of them with multiple nuclear heads. You know, those of us who, back when we were younger, remember the threats of nuclear annihilation, reading about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and those prehistoric weapons that did that horrible, horrific damage that even to this day in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, cause radiation sickness and death after, you know, so many decades ago. And then you look at the fact again that we have 5,428 nuclear weapons. Now, we constantly gripe about China. That's all you hear is China and what the Chinese are doing, and they're our enemy, and we gotta make sure that we stay ahead of them, and we're fearful of China. China has 350 nuclear weapons. I mean, just nonsense. When you hear people talking about China and how China's a threat to America, don't forget we've got 5,428 nuclear weapons, updated, all of them. China has 350. So why are we worrying about the threat from China? If I'm Chinese, I'm worried about the threat from America, sheer numbers. By what I'm looking at. You know, we just have to, we have to face facts. We need to be aware of what is happening in our country, those who lead it. We get caught up in so many things that don't matter really in life. The things that we should know, the things that are critically important to our survival and our children's survival, we don't pay attention to. No focus on that. But, I mean, you should know these numbers. And you should know when people say what we can't afford. You know, yesterday, I think it was Bill from Oconomowoc, who I had a conversation with about whether or not the United States could afford, you know, to help Ukraine and keep arming Ukraine and keep spending money there. And we talked about the fact that we spend the amount of money that we spend on weapons and you know, ignore what the people need. And this is part of that. You know, you can't say, yeah, that's okay that we keep spending that kind of weapons, money on armaments like nuclear weapons, and then say we can't afford to help people in this country. You know, I mean, you can say that, but the pushback on it clearly would prove that the people who are on the other side of that and saying what we can't afford really aren't ill-informed. You know, if they were informed, then they would agree. Well, if we continue at such a rate that we are going at, then unless somebody's willing to say, hey, whoa, hold it, stop-o, as Archie Bunker would say, stop-o, then this is never going to end. But the American people have to first be informed. Makes little or no sense to me. And until we make our voices heard, this kind of foolishness is going to continue. And as Dr. King once said, you know, if misguided men, because they don't see humanity, lead to misguided missiles. And that's where we are. So, Connor, who do we have on the line?
We got a Tom. Tom.
All right, Tom, how you doing, man?
Morning. Nice to hear Connor's voice, and welcome to the team, Connor.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, man, so, did you hear those numbers, man?
Well, yeah, first off, we the people are supposed to be the government. So I'll say it that way today. That's just the nuclear part.
Yeah, I know.
We're not even talking about the military industrial complex as a whole. So, I mean, either you get blown up once by a nuclear warhead or whatever, or you have a life every single day, which is just crap because you don't have any type of money coming back to we the people. We're the ones that pay for this stuff. We're the ones that pay for it with our taxes. That's why I have proposed on every paycheck that it shows exactly where our money is going. Because I'll tell you what, you get $1.60 back and a return on investment from food stamps, you don't get anything back from nuclear warheads. What are you getting? All you're doing is enriching the
military industrial complex, right?
Right. So it doesn't make any sense. But I think that if it was on people's paychecks every week, you know, kind of a graph of where all their money's going that they're paying into the federal government, maybe that would be something start to think about.
So, Tom, listen to this. The United States tested 67 nuclear bombs in their country. Now they're dying in Oklahoma. After military experiments devastated their homeland, Marshall Islands residents were permitted to immigrate to the U.S. They didn't know their American dream came with a catch. We have continued this nuclear testing. Where else are they going to test nuclear weapons other than on our homeland, right?
So they're doing this in Oklahoma?
Yeah, this was in Oklahoma.
People that talk about pipelines. Come on, drink oil.
No, man. So,
Earl, let me ask you a question. If you drink oil, will that help you survive?
Oh man, come on! It just goes to show the absurdness of many of our countrymen because they don't understand, you know, the importance of life and how easily it can be taken away.
And it's so easy, Earl. All it is they want to privatize everything so they can make a profit. They pay off a politician. Politician goes with the private corporation because we have money in politics because of Citizens United and Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti. And there you go. We got what we have. Corporations are people. They have free speech, and therefore they can give unlimited money to politicians. I mean, it's not real hard. It's not real hard. All you got to do is follow the money. But now we can't even follow the money because of the, you know, no disclosure. So, I mean, the bottom line is people, wake up. You are paying so much money on your taxes. All you people that complain about taxes, look and see where the money's going.
You know, man.
It's not coming back to you.
You know, man, I know that this bothers Americans because they believe and trust so much in the government, and you know the government needs to earn the trust, right? You
right.
shouldn't just give, because the government are people, Okay?
Earl,
they're not institutions.
Exactly.
They're individuals who are in institutions.
Exactly. We, the people, are supposed to be the government. But the thing is, right now, just like in Wisconsin, when they had the uprising, all those people did was wait it out because they knew that their contributions were coming in. So therefore, we are feckless. If they actually were to change the laws in terms of getting money completely out of politics, getting lobbyists out of politics, I'll tell you what, you would have then the people would actually, their voice would mean something. And maybe that would give them the positive reinforcement to keep on fighting, you know, to get things for themselves.
Hey, Tom,
it just doesn't make sense.
Thank you. Thank you as always, man. Thank you as always. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.